New Orleans Democrat mayor claims economy flights not safe for black women. By Amy Furr on September 11, 2022. The Democrat mayor of New Orleans, Louisiana, said this week economy flights are not safe for black women. In addition, LaToya Cantrell has said she would not repay money spent on a first-class trip from Washington Dulles Airport to Switzerland over the summer, MeView reported Sunday. "My travel accommodations are a matter of safety, not of luxury," she claimed during a press conference on Thursday. "As all women know, our health and safety are often disregarded and we are left to navigate alone. As the mother of a young child whom I live for, I am going to protect myself by any reasonable means in order to ensure I am there to see her grow into the strong woman I am raising her to be. Anyone who wants to question how I protect myself just doesn't understand the world black women walk in." Officials were reportedly trying to determine if the mayor must repay almost $30,000 in taxpayer monies for the trips to France and Switzerland. Cantrell responded when asked about the issue, saying the expenses would not be reimbursed to the city, adding, "One thing is clear, I do my job and I will continue to do it with distinction and integrity every step of the way." However, the city's travel policy reportedly said employees must buy the lowest fare and those who chose to upgrade were responsible to pay the difference. A recall petition was filed in August against Cantrell, who was dealing with multiple scandals and a sky-high crime rate, Breitbart News reported. The homicide rate in New Orleans rose nearly 50% over year-to-date data from last year, the outlet said in June. The Metro Crime Commission's weekly Orleans Crime Bulletin shows that as of June 5, 2022, homicides in New Orleans were up 46% over where they were in 2021 and 89% over where they were in 2020, the article read. In an effort to create a stronger police force, city officials issued an $80 million plan this week that included pay raises, health care, and a $30,000 incentive plan for those starting their careers, the Associated Press, AP, reported. Meanwhile, the number of New Orleans police officers has dwindled to well under 1,000 people, down from more than 1,300 a few years ago, the outlet said.